stack would be on the square according to how much you've got to make the stack the size. So I've seen 50 tons put in a stack in the time. I see 203 acres put in two stacks once, and one gets light and run out your merit. That's all that. They used them, the bigger the farmers, the bigger they like making the stack. It was better stuff coming out from a big stack, you see. Used to do a lot of making because we used to have the cattle in those days. Wherever you've got to go, you've got to walk. My boy was old bicycles, the buses, the train. Same as with all stock at the Gobi Road, it went a long, long way, long drains they had. Them to mates in fair stock from here, they had to walk. That's a good way for a stock to walk. And when you bought them, come back from there on the on the office. That was the main, Mateson was the main place with it. But it's true, we used to have four sales in the autumn with store stock. Now there ain't one. They're all closed up. I might say that one out of five of the farm labourers for thatching in days, that was a bit extra money on that. You get a shilling a square, 100 feet for a shilling. But now there's very few people can thatch at all. It cost a lot more than shilling for 100 feet. Then two men had gone thatch a stack up to 18 square like in the day. But 15 or 16 square was a day work, but whatever there was in the stack, they do it in the day. But made long days for it.
How did you do it?
One man used to carry it up to the other in what they called a door. He yelmed it out, put it all out straight and make yelms of it. And carry it up in the dog. And when he'd finished his dog, he'd holler out, yelp, for another one to come up, if he couldn't see him. We used to use the splints, as we call them, the thatching pegs. Some would have a band go right round the stacks, and others would have string. Coconut string was the best, if you could get that. Last a long time in the weather. But the old rope yarn used to be pretty much in go in them days. There you don't see that, the old rope yarn. Most people would have the coconut string if they wanted to last, you see. It won't rot very easy. On the Isle of Grey Marshes, and a Chilean ship went up by, a small man of war vessel, and she didn't salute the old Duncan lady in the Duncan lady off she listed on. She was the old flagship. She had to go, they had her back, go right out in the water and come in and salute properly for that to layer up. As I was working on the Marsh, a Coast Guard that was there, he said that's an invasion, boy. He said that, and it proved that it was an invasion. See, she had to go back and salute. She'd come up with that salute, and that was an invasion. Then, I believe it's on record as an invasion. But they didn't let her get up to Chatham. They had back. She had to go and salute. When I'd be about 15 years of age then, but when I was a little nipper, I used to go down on the salt marsh, what they've used since for cement, where the old Great Eastern lay there. She'd been broke up since. She was built for laying the cable to America.